grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word this morning, this Easter morning, is Matthew chapter 5, beginning at the 12th verse. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. During the season of Lent, leading up to today, to Easter Sunday, we've been in our Wednesday evening services talking about Matthew chapter 5, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and particularly the Beatitudes, Beatitude meaning blessing, the Lord's blessings. And in Matthew 5, our Lord Jesus looked out, and before him he saw a vast crowd, and he saw all sorts of believers in him, all sorts of believers in all sorts of life situations. But no matter what situation they were in at the moment, he would look at each one of them and say, "Blessed are you. Blessed are you." Now, the only problem with that is that it's hard to see it. It's hard to see sometimes, "Blessed are you." It's sometimes quite difficult to do the math. Because what does Jesus say? He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." He says, "Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who are persecuted on behalf of righteousness. Blessed are you." And you can say, "I don't see it. I don't see how that can be. I'm having a hard time doing the math." Well, there are some kinds of math that you do understand, and some things that you do see. You can understand the regular way of doing the math. For instance, blessed are those who got a promotion at work, for they shall get a bigger paycheck. Blessed are those whose house finally sold, because they can move into their new one. Blessed are those whose kid just got into medical school, because they will be highly respected. Blessed are those whose cancer went into remission, because now they can enjoy better health. Now see, that's the math that you and I understand. That's the math that makes sense to us. Lots of what? Lots of blessings. Blessed are you. But the other stuff, the stuff that Jesus said, it just doesn't seem to add up. We say, "I don't see it. I don't see it, Lord." Well, you know that what you see all depends on your perspective. It depends on your perspective. Like, for instance, a little experiment here. Sitting here in this room, what is it that you see? Well, you could say, "I see the ceiling made out of wood, and I see the stained glass windows, I see the cross here, the altar, the usual things when I come to St. Peter." That's what I see. But what if after church and after we have our breakfast, you say to your family members, "It's such a beautiful day, why don't we go out and get some fresh air?" And maybe you decide to take a little drive up to the top of Mount Roxanne, park in the parking lot up there, if there's room today, and just go for a little walk. Now what do you see? You don't see walls and a ceiling and our usual stained glass windows. What do you see? You see all of Medford. You see Phoenix. You see White City. You see Agate Lake. You see the airport. You see mountains all around. You see mountains in the distance. It is quite a sight. And look what just happened. Same eyes, but a different perspective. And so Easter Sunday, with their ears and their eyes, Jesus' disciples, during his earthly ministry, saw Jesus teach. They saw him perform miracles. They were filled with joy. Their hearts burned within them, like the scripture says. But then with those same eyes, they saw Jesus arrested and suffer and die. And they were thrown into despair. Their world closed in around them, down to a tiny space. They were all met, like our hymn we just sang said, all just meeting in one little room because they were afraid of being arrested. But then once again, with those same eyes, they saw Jesus raised from the dead, bodily, alive again. And later, with those same eyes, they would see him ascend into heaven. And there came to them a huge shift in perspective. Well, you know from your own experience how easy it is for life to be four walls and a ceiling. You know how that is. Now, some people have taller walls, and some people have bigger ceilings, but they're still there. It's still pretty much the same. And if that's what you have, what do you do with it? Well, maybe you hang a few things from the ceiling. Maybe you put a few pictures on the wall, things like that. You decorate the walls, and you got a place for each of them. You say, you know, that promotion I got from work, I'm going to put that right over here. And now, my kid got into medical school. That one's going to go right where everybody can see it as they come in the front door. That remission from cancer, I'll put it over here in a prominent place. And all the various things that you have in life. And you say to yourself, okay, look at all of these things around me. Now, that's how life all adds up. Except that it doesn't. It doesn't add up. Take each of those things in turn. The promotion at work, that's great. You did get a better paycheck, but maybe you couldn't handle it. It became too much responsibility, too many headaches, too many things that you had to carry you weren't prepared for. Or maybe you got the promotion and you did well at it, really well, better than most people, and it went to your head. You started to become a big shot. Or how about that kid that went to medical school? Oh, I got the picture right here with them, all with their diploma, all of these things are all ready to go. But down the road, all of a sudden, as they're doing a medical practice, they make a mistake. Or somebody dies on the operating table. Or they get sued. Or even if none of those things happen, what happens then? Well, they retire. And they're now a retired doctor, and where do they live? Somewhere down in Arizona. End of question. And then there's the cancer. It goes into remission, but it can also do what? Come back. Or if it doesn't get you, what's going to get you? Something else. Something else always does. Now, as I'm speaking here, you're saying, wait a second, what kind of message is this? This sounds paranoid. I can't look at things like that. But what I'm saying to you is this. If it don't smell right, don't take a bite. If it don't smell right, don't take a bite. If you're going to buy into something that adds up. Buy into something that adds up. Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, it says, for we know, Christians know a lot of things, for we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now there's a fact for you. We know it. You have an earthly life, but it does get torn down. But you have a building from the Lord. You got a craftsman home built by the Lord, eternal in the heavens. And the book of Revelation says there's no more death there, and no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for the old order of things has passed away. It doesn't say they've gone into remission. So in other words, they disappeared for a while, but they're going to come back double. No, they've gone altogether. No more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. Now, that's something that adds up. Something that adds up. And how do you know you've got it? You know you've got it every time you come into church and you see on the wall there a cross and you remember 1 John chapter 1, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And as you remember the forgiveness of your sins, you also remember the Lord has a place prepared for you. You look on Easter Sunday and you see Jesus' tomb is empty, and that's great, but one day mine's going to be as well too. It's going to be gone, that house is sold, I'm moving on, and I'm going to a home built by the Lord. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know, Christians know a lot of things, for we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed, in this house, the one here, we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. And why would you groan? Why would you groan in this life? Simply because it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. Now you receive from God's hand many good things that you need. Many blessings. You sing the song, praise God from whom all blessings flow. By all means take them and thank the good Lord. But realize that no matter how many things you hang from the ceiling, how many things you put on the wall to decorate the walls, finally, they are not going to add up. And that's why a believer in the Lord Jesus longs to be clothed with their heavenly dwelling. Because it does add up. And even the things now that seem so contrary to what is good or desirable that you have to face in your life. If you're a Christian person, a child of God, you got a wider perspective. You're not just looking at the four walls and the ceiling. You are looking, like we confess in church, at the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And in the light of that, everything, even the most contrary things that go on in your life, the most confusing things that happen to you, in spite of all of that, you'll find that it does add up. It does add up. Romans chapter 8. And we know, once again, we know a lot of things as Christians, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good, for those who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew from the beginning of the world, but before the foundation of the world, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. Those whom he justified, he also glorified. The Lord is talking about the progression of the Christian life. And where does it end? It ends with, no matter what came before, it ends with, you are glorified. In God's presence. And when you're there, you'll see it'll add up. You're together with the Lord. You're raised as Jesus was raised. And you can say, rejoice. I rejoice and I am glad. For great is my reward. What God has given me through Christ in grace, great is my reward in heaven. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.